Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 9, Paul wrote, "For a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries." The word for today is about when God opens the door. In doing the will of God, you should anticipate opposition from those who are not privy to what God has shared with you or instructed you to do. Indeed, if you're accepted and applauded wherever you go, you should re-examine either the assignment you believe God has given you or the way in which you're carrying it out. Now, you might say, but didn't Jesus say that his yoke was easy? Yes, he was talking about a comfortable fitting yoke around the neck of a hard-working ox that ploughed from morning until night. The work was hard, but the yoke was comfortable. That means when God calls you to do something difficult, he'll provide you with the grace and resources to do it. Now, you might say, but Satan is attacking me. Attack is a sign of respect. It means you represent a threat to the kingdom of darkness. And as you get closer to your God-given goal, expect Satan's attacks to intensify. But there's good news. The intensity of the attack is an indicator of the blessing God has for you on the other side of the attack. And one more thought. Your greatest rewards will not come in this life, but in the life to come. And that's good because they won't just be temporal, they'll be eternal. The hymnist wrote, "To him that overcometh the crown of life shall be, he with the King of glory shall reign eternally." When God opens the door, part two. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.